We're up to Esve on Daf Mem Dalet Omid Aleph, and you'll see this about two-thirds down the Omud. It's sort of midway between Tosus Di Ramaskil Lav and Tosus Di Ramaskil Di Ika. The first word in the line is Bay. But I think we would be doing ourselves a favor if we backtrack a little, at least summarize some of the main points that lead up to this Esve, which is a discussion between Abaye and Rav Dimi, in which Rav Dimi has been trying to prove that the principle of Heter Mitztaref Le'Iser is not limited, as Rav Dimi said it was, quoting Rav Yochanan, to Nazir. And he brought a raya from a Mishnah Tful Yom that dealt with a tarovus called a mikvah of Chulin and Truma. And in the course of his presentation, Abai quoted Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who was trying to interpret the Mishnah in Tful Yom, and he was maintaining, Rabba, that although you might ask the Truma in the Miut should be batel to the Rov of the Chulin, that's in a case where the Shemen and the Shum, if you recall, are Truma, the Daiso, which is the main ingredient, is Chulin. And why shouldn't there be Bittel? And Rabba said that with regard to Truma, there's a special halacha on a Doraisa level that Truma is not Bottle Berov. And he went a step further and he said that since the Truma is not Bottle Berov in this mikveh, in this mixture, therefore if a zar, a non-kohen, eats a kezias from this mikvah, he's chayev malchus. Lokal lehem bekezias. So Abaye said that this must be based on the principle of heter mitztaref le'iser, which means that even though he did not eat a kezias of shemen or shum shel truma, nevertheless he's chayav malchus, and the reason for that is because we're going to integrate the daisa, the chulin, into the truma to make up the shear of kezais. That's called hetem mitztaref le'iser. And Rav Dimi responds, no, that's not what Rabbi has in mind. He's not referring to hetem mitztaref le'iser. That's limited to the case of Nazir, which is derived from the Pasuk Mishras. Rabba made a statement that if he eats a kezias, he will be chayev malchus. That's a case of kezias bichtei achilas pras. So that in this mixture, let's say, for example, a pras would be the equivalent of four zesim. We spoke about four beitzim, if you remember. Let's say, just for argument's sake, four zesim. Within this four zesim, he has a zayas's worth of truma. And again, we're holding now that on a deraisa level, truma is not batel, ena batel berov. And now, we're going to add the halach of kezayis b'teachil's pras. When he eats these four zesim, which is the equivalent of a pras, which again we said was half of mazon shtei sudos. So when he eats the four zesim, and inside the four zesim, there is a kezias's worth of truma, he's chayev malchus. Because he's definitely eating a kezias, he has definitely eaten a kezias of truma, and he ate it within a shear of pras. Again, what that means, let's say it means two things. Number one, it means that when he started eating his truma, this mixture, this mikveh, the time that elapsed until he completed the four zesim was, let's call it, 8 minutes, whatever it is that it takes to eat a pras. And number two, the ratio here of the kezias of truma to the chulin is one kezias of truma and three kezesim of chulin, which makes up the total of a pras. So we have a kezias in a ratio of a pras. So again, we covered, if you remember, the two approaches that we spent a lot of time on yesterday about what kezias b'chayav plius pras is. Miman of shachi has a kezias b'chayav pras, both in terms of the tziruf from the beginning of a zachila till the end of achilus within a very short period of time. And number two, in terms of the ratio of the mixture, he's got a kezias within a mixture of pras. Says Rav Dimi, in such a case, he gets malchus, not because of hetem itztarif le'iser, not because we are magically integrating the chulin into the kezias of truma, as if to say that that kezias is made up of two elements, A plus B, meaning A, the truma, and B, the chulin. No. That radical chiddush is limited to nazir. But rather, because of the halacha of kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, he's definitely eating. Now again, the technical issue here that's very difficult is that we know he's eating a kezayis. How do we know so? Rabbeinu Tam says it's nikar, and we know where the shemen and where the shum is, which is in this case tavlin shel truma, and we know that he's eating a kezayis in an achilas pras, within an achilas pras. Therefore he gets malchus. This is not based on the principle of hetem itztarif le'iser, so argues Rav Dimi. And now Abai counters, and he says, are you assuming that kezayis b'chtei achilas pras is a doraisa halacha? And if you eat a kezayis within a certain period of time, and the mixture is such a ratio that you have a full kezayis of iser, in this case truma, within a pras of heter, of chulin, the Torah says you get malchus for such a thing. And Rav Dimi says, yes, that's exactly true. You've eaten an entire kezayis of truma, and you get malchus for that. And not only that, you ate it within a short shear, and the mixture of truma within the chulin was not batel, and therefore you get malchus. So therefore, Abai attacks Rav Dimi, and he says, if that's so simple to you, that whenever you eat a kezayis within an achilas pras, you get malchus for that, then what are we going to do with the case of kutach habavli? We have in kutach habavli a machlokus between the chachomim and Rabbi Eliezer. Kasher, Rabbi Eliezer holds that you get malchus for eating kutach habavli, and the chachomim deny it. Well, according to you, Rav Dimi, we have here in kutach habavli a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. Now, which birdie whispered into the ears of Abaye that kutach habavli has a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras? That I can't answer. That's again another technical issue that has to be ironed out. But be that as it may, the assumption of Abaye is that kutach habavli could have many different forms and many different mixtures and proportions. And the statement of the Chachamim that if you eat kutach habavli, you don't get malchus for that, even though there's chametz in there, it's a general statement that seems to include all scenarios of kutach habavli, all kinds of ingredients and proportions, including a case of kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. How then can the Chachamim deny that you get malchus when you're eating a kezayis of chametz inside a pras? And now Rav Dimi wants to prove that there ain't no such thing. There's no such thing as a kutach habavli that has a kezayis b'chtei achilas pras. Now what does that mean, there ain't no such thing? Of course there is such a thing. But kutach habavli is a dip. It's for tibul. If you were to eat the entire mixture in one gulp, which is called gemia, he swallows the entire kutach habavli, then he better get himself a very quick tar with his local gastroenterologist in the kupa, because this is not a healthy thing to do. And Rav Dimi now activates a principle called Batla Daito Eitzel Kol Ana, so that the Chachamim will disagree with Rabbi Eliezer in the case of Kutach HaBavli as far as Malkus is concerned, even in the case where we know that he ate a Kezayis Chametz Bechdei Achilas Pras. He took this mixture of Chametz together with the, you know, the vinegar and the yogurt or whatever it is, and he swallowed the whole thing in one gulp. And you can bet your bottom dollar that he ate a kezayis of chametz, because we know that when they prepared the kutach habavli, they put in a kezayis of chametz into the mixture. But Rav Dimi says that the normal way of eating kutach habavli is as a dip. When you dip something into the kutach, you're not going to be eating a kezayis of chametz. Maybe you get a little of chametz in your mouth, but not a kezayis. Rav Dimi admits that there is a theoretical possibility of eating kutach habavli and eating a kezayis of chametz b'chdei achilas pras, but only in a case where you swallow the entire kutach habavli, and that's called batla daita etzel kol adam. Now, a few points here that I wanted to add based on the notes over here. And he says the following. That if you read the Gemara the way we have it in our text, Rav Dimi turns back to Abaye and he says, wait a minute, are you telling me that Kutach HaBavli is Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras, and therefore the Chacham should be Chayav? So you, Abaye, are attacking me because I told you that Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras is Doraisa, and everybody, even the Chacham, would agree, and therefore Kutach HaBavli, the way you understood it, Abaye, is Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. How can the Chacham alleviate you from Malkus? Well, what about you, Abaye? You're not in the clear, because you claim heter mitztayer fli iser, and you're applying heter mitztayer fli iser outside the bounds, beyond the bounds of Nazir, and you're applying it to Truma as well. Well, if you can apply it to Truma, then you should apply it to Chametz. And if we apply it to Chametz, then heter mitztayer fli iser should generate Malkus in the case of Kutach HaBavli, even according to you, Abaye. And the reason for that is because the elements and the ingredients that are heter in this mixture called Kutach HaBavli can now be mashlim the shear of a kezayis. So how could the Chachamim, according to you, Abaye, based on heter mitzarfli iser, alleviate you from Malkus when you eat the Kutach HaBavli? That's the presentation of the sugi, the Shaka V'Tari, according to Rashi, who has the girsa of Sof Sof Mishum Dehetem Itztarif Le'isa. Tosus claims that there's no kash on Abaye, and he changes the girsa. This is Tosus Diri Maskel Ella. And Tosus says, lo kash al Abaye. Why? Why is there no question on Abaye? He says the following. Kol Divri Abaye, when Abaye says that Hetem Itztarif Le'isa goes beyond the confines of Nazir, Lo Nemra El Lashitas Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who derives Hetem Itztarif Le'isa from Nazir. V'sover Abaye, Shemimenu, once Rabbi Akiva has derived Heter mitztarif le'isur from Nazir, it now becomes a binyan av lechala Torah, meaning all isuri Torah, sheheter mitztarif le'isur. Av ol rabbanon, hacholkim al Rabbi Akiva, as we're going to see in a few minutes in Mirtz Hashem, either today or tomorrow, when I say a few minutes, that the rabbanon use the word mishmas to derive a different halacha, which is called tam ki ikar. They don't have the Pasuk Mishras to derive Heter Mitztarif Le'isur, and therefore the Chachamim would not accept Heter Mitztarif Le'isur at all, period. Not even the case of Nazir. There's no source whatsoever for the halacha of heter mitzayif liisur. Aval rabbanan acholkim Rabbi Akiva v'sovim shemishras nitzrach lelamed shetam ki iker ein heter mitzayif liisur b'shum makom. Ah, if that be the case, lachein nechluku chachamim al Rabbi Eliezer upachu es ha'ochel kutach habavli, because there's no heter mitzayif liisur. Says Abaye, but you, Rav Dimi, you've got a problem because you're saying that the case of Truma that we had in the Mishnah in Tful Yom, you get Malkus when you eat a Kezayis in this mixture because it was Kezayis B'Techilus Pras, and that is a Doraisa that generates Malkus. We should apply that therefore to Kutach HaBavli in the case of Chametz. And Abaye has no compunctions about the fact that he's eating the entire Kutach in one gulp, which is definitely Kezayis L'Techius Pras, and he should get Malkus. Yet the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they hold that in Kutach HaBavli you don't get Malkus, so the Kash is now on Rav Dimi. And Rav Dimi answers that if he swallows the entire kit and caboodle, and it's Kezayis of Chametz L'Techius Pras, is Butler Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. Now here we have a Tosus in Nazir. And this Tosus in Nazir that I want to mention has tremendous repercussions in Hilchus, in contemporary life even, in Hilchus Issur V'Heter. Because if we have the Sugya here in Pesachim, the way Rashi understood it, then we have a principle called Butler Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. That if you and I would not normally swallow Kutach HaBavli, and some Yankel Yudel comes along and he swallows the entire kit and caboodle of Kutach HaBavli, he's not chayev because Butler Daita Itzel Kolam. Tosus rejects. Tosus in Nazir says that Im Gama Gimel Mem Ayim, meaning he gulped down a Kezayis B'Techius Pras in Kutach HaBavli Loke, he gets Malkus. They came into Choshev who etzlo li ochlo kemotcha who, in his mind, this is a wonderful entree for his lunch today, that he's going to swallow the entire Kutach HaBavli in one gulp. Loka olav. And the Radbaz in a tshuva, you know, he defends Rashi and he says that since it's ein derech li ochlo bekach, we can apply butler daitel to kol other. But Tosus, on the other hand, is of the opinion that if it's chashiv etzlo, then he gets malchus. So then the question is, and that's the sugya in Nazir, how Tosus works that out with our sugya of Butler Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. Perhaps we don't accept Rav Dimi and the Sugya Nazir, which seems to assume that we don't apply Butler Daito Eitzel Kol Adam, and he ate a Kezayis L'Chechius Pras, he gets Malkus, because he was Machshiv this Achila. That Sugya did not accept Rav Dimi, and we don't have Butler Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. And keep in mind, Rabosai, that Rabbi Eliezer says that you get Malkus for Kutach HaBavli against the Chachamim. Now, according to Rav Dimi, that's not based on Heter Mitztarif LeIsur. And in fact, the way we interpret Abaye in the light of Tosfos, even Abaye holds that Heter Mitztarif LeIsur is only according to Rabbi Akiva. So it's not clear that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, because the Chachamim are going to use the same Pasuk Mishras to derive a different conclusion, the Halacha and the principle of Tam Ki Ikar, as we'll soon see. So it's very, very unclear as to whether or not we accept the principle of Heter Mitztarif LeIsur in Shar Isurim, and maybe not even in the case of Nazir. And my point is that if you accept Rav Dimi, then the only way you can interpret Rabbi Eliezer, then, if you don't have Heter Mitztarif LeIsur, is based on the principle of Kezayis B'Techilus Pras. And now we have the question, but the Chachamim are yelling and screaming, Butler Daito Eitzel Kol Adam. So this whole issue of butler daito etzel kol adam might be dependent upon the status of kutach habavli. And our Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak of Pesachim, as a stav Mishnah, includes kutach habavli as your paradigm case of tarovas chametz. And elu ovrim in ashulchan, which means that you violate, according to Tosfos, the Isur of Achilas Chametz, in a case of Tarovas Chametz, and presumably you get Malkus for that, then we must be paskening like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, if we're paskening like Rabbi Eliezer, then we have two choices. Either we're going to say the Kutach HaBavli generates Malkus because of Hetem Itztarif LeIsur, but if we're not willing to commit ourselves to that position, and yet we're going to maintain that you get Malkus for eating Kutach HaBavli like Rabbi Eliezer, then our only choice is Kizayis B'Teachilas Pras, which means that he gulped down the entire mixture of Kutach HaBavli. And then we come back to the Tosfos in Nazir that he was Machshevin, and that's enough. So as I say, this has tremendous repercussions in many cases where we eat things that are not normally eaten, but it's very chashuv for us to eat it, and the issues about medicines and all of that. So just mentioning that, a very important point. Now, our Mishnah at the beginning of Elu Ovrim has a whole list of Tarovas Chametz. And the question is that if in the case of Kutach HaBavli, because it's a very sharp, charif, it's vinegary and so forth and so on, then we say Batla Daita Etzel Kol Adam, and therefore the Chacham say you don't get Malkus. What about the rest of the list? For example, on the list is Shechar HaMadi, which is a kind of an intoxicating mixture that was popular in Madai. And once again, the Chachamim say that you're potter. And the question arises, I understand that they say you're potter in Kutach HaBavli because we said that to get to Kizayis B'Chachis Pras and you swallow the whole bit, that's already Batla Daita Etzel Kol Adam. But what are we going to say about Shechar HaMadi? So he says, HaChachamim Potrim Af Shaderech L'Shtoso K'mot Shehu. In the case of Shechar HaMadi, it's not a dip. It's got barley in it. It's got beer in it. And it's Chametz Gomer Al Yedei Taroves. But he's drinking the whole thing. And yet the Chacham say you don't get Malkus. So he says the following. Hainu Mishum, Shestam Shechar, the Shechar of their days, I don't know if this is true today, Ikro Naseis Lomenasi Orim, Ela, in other words, there's a mixture of Siorim, but the Ikar is Nase Mitmarim O Mitaenim. So that the amount of chametz, volume-wise, which is Siorin in this case, in Shechar HaMadi, is less than Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. So again, what we're saying here is that in the case of Kutach HaBavli, you have a serious Kizayis mixed in here, B'chdei Achilas Pras, just that you wouldn't normally eat it. And therefore you don't apply the principle of Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. In Shechar HaMadi, there's a whole different reason why the Chacham say you're potter, and that is because you don't have a Kizayis B'chdei Achilas Pras. Because the major primary element in this Shechar is Te'enim or Tmarim. And therefore, even though he drinks it in one gulp, which is normal, Ein lecha adam sheshose shtayim v'sholosh koso Shechar below sheyafsik v'yishe bein time. In order to get a kizayis's worth of the siorim, which is the chametz element in Shechar HaMadi, he's got to drink a massive amount of the shechar, because it's a relatively small amount of chametz, and he's got to drink it within a period of lamazogin 8 minutes. I'll just throw that out, right? He says that what's going to happen is that by the time he eats the entire pras of that has within it Siorim, it's going to be long beyond the shear of Zman. Ubizman shehias achilas pras eino shosek hizayis minachomets levado. So let's say shehias pras is 8 minutes. He's not going to be able to eat a kizayis' worth of siorin within eight minutes. So there's no kizayis b'cheil piris pras. He says, v'im shosem imenu kama kosos ritzufim. He says, let's say he's gluttonous. He's going to put a bunch of cups of sheikhar hamadai on his table. I remember when we were youngsters, you know, we used to have these competitions. How many hamburgers can you eat in the next 5 minutes? You remember this? I mean, absolutely disgusting. But that's what kids tend to play with. So they made a test and they said, how many cups of Sheikh Amadai can you drink within 8 minutes? So he gulped down 5 cups of Sheikh Amadai. And for sure, he's got a kizayis' worth of chametz of siorin in those 5 cups. He says, in such a case, butla daito etzakolot. Now, then we get to Chometz Adomi and Zesim HaMitzri. He says those are dips. V'aderech l'tabel b'hem k'bekutach. So that the only pure drink that we have is Sheikh HaModi. But the other cases of Zesim HaMitzri and Chometz Adomi, those are always dips. You know, you have a vinegar dips, or you have dips that are made out of olive oil and so forth and so on. That's exactly like Kutach HaBavli, and you would not swallow the whole thing in one gulp. At the end, he quotes Rabbeinu David. I just want to mention Rabbeinu David was a Talmud of the Ramban, and I think it's pretty recent that we have access to his manuscripts. I have it somewhere, but don't ask me to find it. But he writes, Shegam Osam Chometz Adomi v'Zesim HaMitzri Shosim. He claims that these are also drinks; they're not dips. Umadua ein b'hem kizayis b'chayachilus pras mitnei shebesheicher amadi v'Chometz Adomi yitochen shehoyedarkom liarev yayin u'b'Zesim HaMitzri yitochen shehoyedarkom liarev mayim. In other words, again, even though you drink it straight away, not the way Tosa says that they're dips, but nevertheless, there's a very small relative percentage of chometz of chometz in it. It's mostly yayin or mayim, and therefore, it's virtually impossible to get kizayis b'chei achilus pras. So this is where we're up to for today, Esve. Now Abaye is going to stretch his arm out to a brisa that deals with kupos. When I talk about kupos, this is really a sugya in the first parak of Pesachim, where you have two kupos that fell into mixtures, and you would like to match it up. So you got chulin and truma. So shtei kederos, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, v'lifneihem shtei medochos, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, v'naflu elu l'toch elu. So you've got two kederos, each of which has, respectively, I mean, one has chulin, the other has truma. Then you have two madochos. Madochos is where they would take various kinds of spices and they would pound them. It's called in Hebrew machteshes. And in these kelim, which are called machteshot in plural, he's got one that has a spices that are chulin, and the other has spices that are truma. And now these two madochos fall into these two kederos, one in each kedera, one in each madocha. That's called naflu elu l'toch elu. So again, I don't think it matters which direction you go, but let's just take the following case where the madochos fall into the kederos. Mutarim. Pilei plaim. Everything is mutar at both sides. You're a czar. If you eat truma, you chayev misa b'dei shamayim. And the ganze zach is mutar. We can design. Shani Omer Truma L'Toch Truma Nafla, Chulin L'Toch Chulin Nafla. Wait a second. Wouldn't you guarantee me that there's a 50% statistical probability that the Truma fell into the Chulin, and the Chulin fell into the Truma? And now, I Amrit Kizais B'Techil's Prasto Raisa, Mayam Rinan Shani Omer Truma L'Toch, etc. We should be choshesh that maybe the tavlin of Truma fell into the Kedera of Chulin, and now when he eats this Kedera of Chulin, he's got a Kizayis' worth of tavlin that he's going to eat now Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. And Tosus adds the following comment, Shalom Estaber LaGemara Lomar She'ein Bo Kizayis B'Kedei Achilas Pras. In other words, again, this brisa doesn't qualify and tell you, well, what are the percentages of Truma and of Chulin? It sounds like it's a unqualified absolute statement that we apply the principle of what we call Tlia. In other words, we're told that the Truma fell into the Truma and the Chulin fell into the Chulin. And we're not choshesh that maybe there was a mixture of Chulin, of the tavlin of Chulin and the tavlin of Truma, or the kedera of Chulin with the tavlin shel Truma, and it's a mixture of kizayis bechdei achilas pras. So now, according to you, Rav Dimi, so argues Abaye, if you eat this kedera, there's a 50% chance that you have now tavlin of a kizayis's worth of Truma in this mixture. That's 50%. Which means that you would engender a chiv malchus doraisa, because you are maintaining, Rav Dimi, that kizayis b'chachiyus pras is doraisa. How can we be mekil and apply this principle of tliya? You've got a suffek isa doraisa of truma kizayis b'chachiyus pras. And again, let's just emphasize that in this brisa, which element is truma? It's the tavlinim, the spices. And this brings us into a whole sugya in Hilchos Trumos, whether or not truma, in the case of tavlin, is doraisa or derabbanan. And that's where Avdimi is going to claim that Omer late, he tells Abaye that leave out that brisa, because hanach l'trumas tavlin, derabbanan. Truma Doraisa only applies to Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. And that's based on a pasuk in Parshas Re. It says, Reishis Dagoncha V'Siroshcha V'Yitzarecha Titein Lo. And therefore, Dagon, Yayin, V'Shemen, Achayovim B'Truma Doraisa. Mirabonon, you have a chi of Truma even with other fruits other than Zeisim V'Anovim. And even Yerokos. But as far as tavlin is concerned, that's only derabbanan. Now, there's a discussion here from Rav Kenevsky, that's the Derech Amuna, Rav Chaim. He's the expert on Zroim today. He claims that according to the Rambam, who holds that Shar Peiro Sa'ilon Ada Oraisa, and the Rambam seems to go even a step further, and it could be that even kitlios are doraisa, according to the Rama. But nevertheless, yirokos are derabbanan, and even the Rama would agree that tavlin is derabbanan. So now, in the worst case scenario, if the truma, which means the tavlinim, fell into the kedera of chulin, and there was a kizayis b'chachilas pras, even on the worst case scenario that actually occurred, you would not get malchus, because we're talking about Trumas Tavlinim, which is only Durabban. Now, Rabosai, here I want to share with you a very interesting discussion in the Achronim. You may recall that we mentioned an issue in Kizayis B'Theophilus Pras. I'll just summarize it, and then we'll see how it plugs into our sugya. Is Kizayis B'Chachilas Pras objective for all macholim, for all food? So let's say we come up with 8 minutes, as I mentioned earlier. then that's the shear of Kezayis B'Tchachis Pras for everything, no matter what you're eating. And we mentioned that according to Rashi, in order to get an Achila, you start with the beginning Achila, the clock ticks, and we see when you finish that Kezayis. If you finish that Kezayis within that time period, then that's considered one Achila. Now, this would have an afkamina, for example, with regard to Birkas HaMazon. So let's say I had a mixture of pas inside vegetables or whatever you have. If I can begin to eat that Kezayis and end the Kezayis within 8 minutes, then I would have to bench. However, many Achronim claim, and this is the Minchas Chinuch, is the breakthrough, the trailblazer, that it all depends upon the Macholos. It's not going to be standard. It's going to shift because there's certain things that you eat more quickly and the other things you eat more slowly, and therefore Kezayach Kilos Pas is relative to the Macholos. So the Achronim want to prove from our Sugya against the Minchas Chinuch that the shear of Kedeyas Prius Pas is what we call a shear kavua bechol ha-macholin. All ochlim are included in one absolute shear of Kedeyas Pras. And it's not relative to each machol to set up its own shear of Achilas Pras as the Minchas Chinuch would have it. Why? What's the proof? He says the following, that let's take the case of Kutach HaBavli. If we're going to assume, like the Minchas Chinuch, the relativity theory as far as Kedei Achilas Pras, and it depends on each machol, then if Kutach HaBavli is eaten betibul, then we have to change our standard of Kedei Achilas Pras. How long would it take you until you finished eating the Kezayis that's in the mixture, which is called Kutach HaBavli? So you're going to tell me that Kutach HaBavli is prepared as a tibul. Okay, so that's the way I eat it. I eat it as a tibul. And you're going to tell me that there are large volumes of yogurt or milk whey, whatever it is that they put into the kutach, vis-a-vis a relatively smaller volume of chametz. But again, the premise was that there is a kezayis chametz in there. Nobody denies it. Just that we're saying it's not b'chdei achilas pras, because it's a tibul. What do you mean? Why isn't it Kezayis B'chdei Achilas Pras? How long would it take you to eat a pras of Kutach HaBavli? Again, the Gemara's answer is to defend Rav Dimi, Batla Daitel Tzal Kol Adam. But forget about Batla Daitel Tzal Kol Adam. Let's talk about Tibul. Tibul is certainly not Batla Daitel. That's what you do at Kutach HaBavli. You do Tibul. So in the way that you eat Kutach HaBavli, how long would it take you to eat a pras of Kutach HaBavli? Maybe it'll take you an hour. But what difference does it make? If the theory is that Kezayis B'Tchachis Pras is relative, so in a case of a tibul, Lama Zogin, that the normal achila of a pras would take you a full hour. So that's going to be Kedei Achilas Pras. How does Rav Dimi satisfy his mind by saying, well, in Kutach HaBavli you don't have Kezayis B'Tchachis Pras? If it's a standard and it's got to be 9 minutes straight across the board, no matter what the Macholim is, then I understand Rav Dimi. He's claiming that the Chachomim hold you're not chayef eating Kutach HaBavli with the Kezayis chametz inside, because you're not going to be able to eat it within 8 minutes. But if it's relative, then Kutach HaBavli is something that it takes a longer time to eat. Umikach yesh lahasik. We're going to conclude that Tashose Dover Cham. Okay, I don't know if we have any coffee drinkers here. If my wife is here, she's a coffee drinker. I never got into coffee. I don't know. I would like to, but I don't know. It never. He says, Hashose kafe cham bizman rav. Right? It's very hot coffee. So you take sips. And that's kedarko. He says, Af shehaderech lishtoso ma'at ma'at, lo yivarech olav brochach rona. You will not make a bar nefashos on coffee, on hot coffee, which I know, I mean, all the briskers are machmir like this. They say about the brisker Rav that when he gave him a glass of tea, he would always make sure that he left the revius in the kos after the whole thing cooled off, so that he would drink the revius kos when it cooled off, and he'd be able to make a bar nefashos. He says that even though it's the derech to drink the coffee, the hot coffee, ma'at ma'at, lo yivarech olav brach achrona. You know, we're dealing with serious issues here, because safek brachas lahakel. Mishum shalo shasa revias b'chdei achilas pras. The Minchas Chinuch would say the opposite. That since it's hot coffee, which you take, 5 minutes to drink, so even if kizayis b'chdei achilas pras would be the shear of 1 minute or 2 minutes, no, I'm sorry, and it took him 5 minutes, or let's say the shear is 8 minutes, it took him 9 minutes, but that's what normally you would take. I don't know how long, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I don't know. He says, then according to Michas Chinuch, it would all be mitztarev. And the reason for that is because even though it took you 9 minutes, that's exactly what it takes to drink a hot cup of coffee, if it's mamish boiling hot. And we're not going to apply any principles like butler daito tzokolada, because that's what people do. So at the end of this long paragraph, he tries to reconcile our Gemara with the Minchas Chinuch, who says that kizayis b'chdei achilas pras is relative. And then we have the question for Kutach HaBavli, that in Kutach HaBavli, the Gemara throws it out and says there's no way that you could eat kizayis b'chdei achilas pras in a Kutach HaBavli in the Chometz, because if you do so, like we said, you'll get stomach irritations. And he writes the following. He says, Kan lo banu lechayev ala kutach, ela ala chometz shebo. This is such a lumbus. He says that when you eat the kutach, you're chayev for eating the chometz. Vishir kedei achilas pras, who kederech achilas hachometz. Rabos, I wouldn't have said this in a million years. V'ein laharech zman achilosu mishum shara tarobis. Says the Minchas Chinuch, when do I say that we're going to lengthen the amount of time of kedei achilas pras? Because relative to this machal, it takes a longer time to eat it. That's only when you talk about the machal itself. You're making a bracha on this machal, or you're violating an Isra Achila for this Isra Cheftzid Isura. How long would it normally take you to eat that Cheftzid Isura? But if you have a mixture, and as a result of the mixture, there are other ingredients in the mixture which make it longer in order to eat that pras, that's not relevant. What's relevant is only how long it takes you for that thing. So therefore, according to Minchas Chinuch, if you drink a cup of coffee, you will recite a bracha achrona on a cup of coffee, even though it took you 9 minutes to finish the cup. Because that's how it normally takes. Ay, kutach habavli? Kutach habavli, you chai for the achilas chametz. For the achil of kizayis chametz. How long does it take to eat a kizayis chametz? It takes 8 minutes. And because you had the kutach and you dipped it and dipped it and dipped it until you ate the kizayis, it took you a full hour. You're not chayv. Again, Rabosai, it's very exciting. I would never have said such a thing. So this is a fascinating machlokas that has, again, very serious repercussions. You know, I'm not here for final decisions. You know, the Rav used to tell us that Rav Chaim had very, very few Sfarim in general on his shelf, and very few Achronim. Almost none. He had one Sefer on Taurus that he loved, Rav Chaim, and he had the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch was on his table. I remember when I was in high school, I was 15 in, as sophomore in MTA, I had Rabbi Braunspiegel Shlita as my Rebbe. He's not so well now, but Rabbi Braunspiegel. And he used to teach us Minchas Chinuch Keseder. And I think he finished the Minchas Chinuch himself from cover to cover as a young man. I don't know if he ever wrote a book on the Minchas Chinuch. But Minchas Chinuch is like a very important work. And you're coming to the conclusion that in a case where the, you know, the food is very, very hot. Again, we're talking about coffee, but you could talk about very hot food. And it takes you a longer time to eat that hot food than you would if it was room temperature. And we now shift the definition of Kizayis V'Chechiz Pras, according to Minchas Chinuch, it's relevant. Very interesting, with many repercussions, both in terms of Achiv Kizayis, in Machos Asuros, and whether you get Malkus or not. And we mentioned also the issue of Achila for V'Yachalto V'Savato V'Racht. Eisvei, and Abai is now going to bring another brisa of truma, and again to prove that kizayis v'chechiz pras could only be derabbanan and not doraisa. Shtei kupos, achas shel chulin, v'achas shel truma, lefneim shtei sa'in, se'in, achas shel chulin, v'achas shel truma. Now notice what's going on over here. Here we're talking about a case of dagon. Dagon l'kuli alma is doraisa. You know, you can get away with the previous brisa, says Abai. You pulled a fast one on me because it was tavlin. And tavlin is not dagon tirish v'yitzar. But this brisa is talking about dagon. So you've got a kupa, right? This famous sugi of shtei kupos, right? This is a sugi in the beginning of Pesach. So you've got shtei kupos, one of chulin, one of truma. And it's all full of dagon, of grains. And in front of him, you have se'in of dagon. And in one of them, you have chulin, and the other one, you have truma. And two se'in fell into two kupos. Now, we don't know which fell into which. Mutarim. Shani omer chulin l'tol chulin naflu, truma l'tol truma naflu. V'i amrit kizayis v'techiz prasto raisa. Amai amrinon. Shani Omer, etc. How can you do such a thing? There's a 50% chance that when you eat the kupa shel chulin, you've got a mixture of se'in of truma there. That's a suffix d'oraisa of a chiyuv misa b'nei shamayim, or at least a chiyuv malchus. And the premise is that we don't see any qualification here. There may be a kizayis of truma b'chdei achilas pras. How could we make it? Rely on Rav David. Omalei hanach l'truma b'zman hazeh derabbanan. This brisa is addressing truma in our time. And truma in our time is derabbanan. Now, if we want to get into the sugi of truma b'zman hazeh, that's a fascinating sugi unto itself. It belongs more to Masechta Gittin than other Masechtas, and that has to do with Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Shaita, V'Kitchel Asid Lavo. And the Rambam, by the way, paskins that Kedusha Shnia, that's the Kedusha of Ezra, and the Oli Bavel is Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asid Lavo, but he paskins that Truma Bizman and says Drabban. Why? Because in Truma, there's a separate halacha. The Torah introduces the parsha of Truma be with the word Beboachem. So you need what's called Bias Kulchem, or Rubchem. These are all sugis, but now, what's going to be today in Eretz Yisrael? You know, if we get to the point of Rov, it might be that according to some Rishonim, Truma then becomes Doraisa. That's a pretty scary business because of, you know, the Issa to be Mitami Truma. But in any event, assuming that we don't have this fulfillment of the condition, the requirement of Truma of Bias Kulchem, then Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanu. It comes out that according to Rav Dimi, Kizayis B'Chechiyos Pras is Doraisa, you get Malkus for it. And the only reason we have a halach of Tliya in these cases of Kupos is only because we're dealing with the Rabbanot, either Tavlin, which even Bizman Shebias Kulchem would only be the Rabbanot, or Dagon in the case of Trum Bizman Hazeh, and therefore we could be tole lekula. But if it were true b'doraisa, then we have a chashash of a violation of kizayis b'chdei achilas pras, and we cannot apply the principle of tolin. Now, Truma is one of the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, and the Torah opens up the parash of Truma with kisavo, and the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Trumas that kisavo tells us that the precondition for Truma on a Doraisa level is bias kulchem. The Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Trumos quotes the Smag, who says that the source of the Rambam is our sugya. And what was the diuk in our sugya? He says, normally what you find in Shas is the word kasavar. Kasavar, truma bizmana zed to oraisa. But here in our Gemara it says, hanach le truma bizmana zed midrabbanu. He leaves out the word kasavar. In other words, he's not willing to say that this braisa should be interpreted in the light of one opinion, kasavar, he happens to hold. But rather, this braisa reflects the halacha that truma bizmana zed d'rabbanu. And the Ritva says a slightly different version. The Gemara should have said Hamani, and etc. That this is one opinion. It doesn't say Hamani, and therefore we assume la halacha that Truma Bizman Hazeh is Derabbanan. Now the Rashba in Masechta Yevamos says that Truma Midoraisa does not require Bias Kulchem. And therefore he has to come up with another explanation as to why the Gemara maintains that Truma Bizman Hazeh is only Derabbanan. The Rashba writes in Yevamos, Hatam Shetruma Bizman Hazeh Derabbanan Mishum Shela Alocha Kaimalon Kirav Yosi. So this is Rabbi Yosi in Masechta Yevamos. Shekidusha shnia kitchel shaita velo kitchel yasidlo. Obviously, the Rambam doesn't have that as an option. It's not on the equation. The Rambam rejects Rabbi Yossi in favor of the Chachamim that kidusha shnia kitchel shaita vikitchel yasidlo. Again, a lot of Torah on this, and therefore, Truma Bizman Hazeh should be Dorais as far as kedusha Haaretz is concerned. But it's the Rabbanim for another reason. We don't have Bias Kulchem. The Rashba holds that we paskin la'aloch like Rabbi Yossi, which means that Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Shaita, Velo Kitchel Osid Lavo, and Kedusha Eretz Yisrael to generate a Chiv Truma is only the Rabbanim. Kedusha Shnia B'Teila. The Ravid holds at the beginning of Hilchos Trumos that we paskin like the Rabbanim in Masechta Yevamos, that Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Shaita, Vikitchel Osid Lavo. And the Ravid comes to the conclusion that Truma Bizman Hazeh D'Oraisa. In other words, that this Braisa, which Rabbi Dimi interprets in the light of Truma Bizman Hazeh D'Rabbanan, is not La'aloch. It's only a reflection of the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, that kinshel shaita below kinshel asid lavo, we pass it like the rabbanon kinshel shaita vikinshel asid lavo. Hence, true of his man is his dorais. So the Ravid, if he were alive today, you know, it's scary to think of the implications here of truma bizman hazeh dorais. So we have so many kulas in truma based on the rabbanon. This Ravid is, but again, I'm not saying we pass it like that. I'm just saying the Ravid himself is of that opinion. Now, Rabosai, in the next 5 minutes, I just want to give an introduction to the next sugya. And I might reserve the right to go back to this previous sugya, which I really enjoyed a lot. But we now are moving forward to another dimension of the sugya. And that is Tam Ki'ikar. Here's the deal. We have a Pasuk Mishras in Nazir. And we quoted Rabbi Akiva. he derived from the pasuk Mishras, heter mitztarif le'is. The Rabbanon did not derive from Mishras, heter mitztarif le'is. What did the Rabbanon do, and what did they derive from the pasuk Mishras in Nos? And that's called tam ke'ikar. Now, what I can tell you about tam ke'ikar is the basics. Less mind the Pollock, and that is that the time of the Isur penetrated into the Heter. That's the olive base of Tam Ki Iker. What happens when he eats the Heter? And here we have two different issues. One issue is whether the drasha of Mishras, according to Chacham of Rabbi Akiva, to derive Tam Ki Iker is a full-fledged drasha doraisa, that's called Tam Ki Iker doraisa, or is Tam Ki Iker derabbana? Question number two. When we say that Tam Ki Iker, are we saying now that when you eat the heter, you are now eating Iser, which, according to many Rishonim, is limited, is that's a, there's a special, you know, a special place in the world of halacha, of macholos hasuras for basa b'chola. Then in basa b'chola we have a principle called chanan, chatichan asis nevela, which means that when the tipas basa falls into the cholov, into a piece of hot cheese, then the hot cheese becomes basa b'chola. And that's a chiddush of basa b'chola, because what is basa b'chola if not the combination of heter v'heter? The basa is heter, and the cholov is heter. But in shari surim, even if you'll say chanan chatuchan asveh, that's only derabbanan. But if you hold tam kikar doraisa, then some rishonim say that based on this drush of mishras, it opens up a whole new vista, and it means that the heter, insofar as it's carrying the tam of iser, is absolutely transformed into iser. I would rather, you know, just for the purpose of our sugya, I would rather go with those Rishonim, and I think they make life easier for us, to assume that Tam Ki Iker means that even if it's Doraisa, you're not allowed to eat the Heter because it has the Tam of Iser, but you're only eating the Tam of Iser, you're not eating the Iser itself. Why am I pushing the agenda in that direction? Because otherwise, I'm stuck with the question, what's the difference between heter mitztarif le'isur and tam ki iker? Now, my question is predicated on the Ramban. If you remember when we first started the sugya of heter mitztarif le'isur, we mentioned that the Ramban shita is that heter mitztarif le'isur doesn't apply simply because I took a half a zayis of pas and into my mouth together with a half a zayis of anovim, of grapes, and I'm a nazir, but it's because there's tam of yayin inside the pas. And the word Mishras means that he soaks a pas in Yayin, and the Nazir is chaya for that, and that's called Heter Mitztarif Le'isur, according to Rabbi Akiva. Well, what's the difference between that and Tam Ki'ikar? I understand that Heter Mitztarif Le'isur means that the Heter transforms itself into Isur. Hence, when you eat a Chatzizayis of Anovim together with a Chatzizayis of pas, the Chatzizayis of pas now integrates to form a kezias of anovim, and you get malchus for that. So if heter mitztarif le'isur, what I'm saying is that the heter itself becomes iser, and the Ramban says that's because it's a tam of heter, tam of iser in the heter. So what's the difference between that and tam ki'ikar? Unless you say that tam ki'ikar means not chanan, but it means that you're a carrier. Now, that's a bad word today to use, a carrier, right? In contemporary life. But what it means is you're carrying the Iser within you, but you're not Iser per se. The Heter now has a Tam of Iser. And when you eat the Iser, when you eat the Heter, you're eating the Tam of the Iser. And that's prohibited. But don't tell me that the Heter converts itself into Iser. That's already Heter Mitztarif Le'isur. So that the Gemara is going to push the agenda now that even though I reject Heter Mitztarif Le'isur because the Chachamim did not, like Rabbi Akiva, use Mishras for Heter Mitztarif Le'isur, nevertheless, I use Mishras to derive the conclusion that Tam Ki Iker. But Tam Kikar is not as far-reaching as Hetem Itztarf Leisa. So, for example, Rabbi Akiva would say that in a case of Hetem Itztarf Leisa, you're going to get Malkus for the Chatzi Zayis of Heter, whereas in Tam Kikar, we're going to require Kizayis B'Techil's Pras in order to get Malkus. So Tam Kikar is not as far-reaching, as revolutionary, as Hetem Itztarf Leisa. But if you're going to say that Chanan, I'm using that as a phrase, a phraseology, a terminology, will apply to Kol Yisurei Torah on a Doraisa level, and Tam Kikar means that the Heter is Nefach Lios Isur, then that seems to me you're back to square one, and that's Heter Mitztarf Li, so the Gemara is going to differentiate between the two. So our whole discussion on this topic is going to revolve in Mirtz Hashem about around Rashi, on the third line on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Second line and third line on Daf Chayev. Rashi's Chayev of Tam Kikar. That's where we're going to focus our attention, Bli Neder, tomorrow. So this is where we'll stop for the day. Kol Tov.